Utahns have been looking to one new technology, Tier 3 gasoline, and the car is designed to use it, as one of the most significant prospects for improving Utah's air quality, especially during winter inversions. Utah's oil refineries are being urged to produce that new gasoline as soon as possible, but it turns out in some cases, they already are. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced new rules in 2014 to help reduce emissions from cars and trucks. The so-called Tier 3 regulations require the sulfur content of gasoline to be no higher than 10 parts per million, as well as requiring new emissions standards from automobiles. The new cars will be available starting in 2017, while smaller refineries, such as the five in Utah, will be required to meet the new standards beginning in 2020. A study from the EPA showed Utah's urban counties would benefit more from the new Tier 3 standards than any other region of the country. Policymakers, including Utah's governor, have been urging the refiners serving the Utah market to implement Tier 3 as soon as possible. Here's an excerpt from Governor Gary Herbert's State of the State address to the Utah legislature this year.
Environmental challenges won't be solved with hyperbole or misinformation. We must invest our limited resources in programs and technology that will actually work, not just rhetoric that ignores common sense. And that's why I am continuing to push for our refineries to produce much cleaner Tier 3 fuel as soon as possible. This is one of the most effective steps we can take to improve air quality. I am proud to announce that one of our refineries, Tesoro, has already agreed to make this transition. I have personally met with every refinery in the state, and we expect others will work with us to fully bring Tier 3 fuels to Utah.
Following up on Tesoro's promise, the director of the Utah Department of Environmental Quality said Tesoro has indicated it can meet the new standards by 2019, a year ahead of the deadline. To help speed up the production of Tier 3 gasoline, State Senator Ralph Okerlund has sponsored a bill that would give refineries in Utah a tax credit of up to 50% of what they spend to comply with the new standard. It would be expensive. The legislature's fiscal analyst estimates it could cost the state as much as $14 million. In the debate over Senate Bill 102, Senator Okerlund argued it would make a big difference, and the sooner, the better.
The refinery piece of this, I have talked to all of the refineries as well, and what they're saying is, yeah, we may be compliant at some point in time. We'll try to get there when we can. This bill incentivizes them to do it quickly. We're spending a lot of money on little fixes that may do some good and may not, but they may do very little good. This bill is the one bill that we have that will do a lot of good for the air quickly. Everybody that wants clean air ought to be supportive of this. The emissions reduction in the state of Utah would be greatly enhanced if we can get this incentive to the refineries so that we can get them to get to Tier 3 fuel.
The refineries, on the other hand, have a lot to think about when it comes to compliance. There are six refineries, five in Utah and one in Wyoming, that supply more than 90% of the gasoline sold in Utah. All are classified as small refineries. EPA regulations allow those that are part of larger systems, such as Chevron or HollyFrontier, to comply with the Tier 3 regulations by averaging the sulfur content of gasoline across their entire systems. Mike Aston of HollyFrontier says they've already spent plenty of money upgrading their plants to produce gasoline that meets the previous Tier 2 standard.
We put in fact, if you look straight out here, that unit you can see straight between those tanks. Mm-hmm. That's a unit that cost about $100 million. And that was to reduce the gasoline as required to 30 parts per million.
Aston says his company will be in compliance with the new regulations by the 2020 deadline. But he also says the gasoline leaving the HollyFrontier refinery over the past year has often been close to or even below the 10 parts per million Tier 3 standard. He cites figures from a report the refinery is required to file with the EPA.
For example, last year we were averaging for the first 6 months of the year between 15 and 20 parts per million. For the last 6 months of the year, we were under 10 parts per million. We have the processing facilities to lower the sulfur, which we do, and when the input is lower than anticipated, we get an output that's lower than anticipated.
The feedstock used for the gasoline refined at Holly Frontier makes the biggest difference in its sulfur content. Low sulfur crudes from Wyoming and Canada make a difference, but the black wax crude that comes from Utah's Uinta Basin is also relatively low. Other Wasatch Front refineries say that information on the sulfur content in their gasolines leaving the plants is proprietary information and they don't release it. The cars designed to use Tier 3 gasoline are due to hit the market in 2017. They'll use a new type of catalytic converter that will dramatically reduce emissions compared to older vehicles. Along with other steps to reduce pollution from industry and homes, there is some hope that Utahns will be breathing cleaner air in the future, especially during those winter inversions. You can find out more about Utah Foundation and read the research reports dealing with Utah's air quality on our website at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bommas. Thanks for listening.